Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. This is our Spirit Partners for Life Thanksgiving special. I'm here with my husband, who is my co-host, David Buck.
Hello.
I'm so glad we're here together. It's been a while since we've been on the air with you, but we are here with our trusty wolf behind us. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you that the wolf is our teacher. Mm. That's what the wolf represents. And so the wolf is here showing you all the different phases of the moon as well, and a little bit of color right behind him. So you can be looking at either a sunrise or a sunset, those magic times that the wolf represents. And of course, howling and at the moon is another aspect of the wolf. So you can howl at the moon if you want to.
What I like about it is it's a dark wolf, but it is illuminated with light behind it. So it reminds us that we can transform some of the darkness that we experience back into light.
Ooh, I like that. With that, what we always like to do at the beginning of these shows is to do a little bit grounding and centering with some light language and some toning and a little bit of breathing exercises so that we can just get into this moment, because many of us have busy lives. Many of us have a lot of things going on, and especially this week with Thanksgiving, it can be really challenging for many, many people. So just allow yourself to receive. It's our gift to you and to all those that are listening after this show. We'll repeat for those that need to hear it again. So we're going to use this wonderful trusty hand pan, which is what this is called. And it just gives a lovely sound. So go ahead and receive this from the love that we have in our hearts to you. Mm-hmm. Creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things, we thank you for our lives and we thank you for this day. We thank you that we can all come together in this sacred space with all of the different beliefs and traditions that each of us holds individually, as well as collectively on this planet Earth. We thank you that we can gather in small and large groups, and also virtually, as this platform is. This is a wonderful adventure called life that we as human beings get to experience. We are souls who have chosen to be here on this planet at this time for a specific purpose. So I invite you to look within yourself, in your heart, and ask yourself the question, what am I here to do in this lifetime? What is my special mission that I have been granted as a human being on this planet Earth? And allow that to just bubble up to the surface and center right in your heart space as you breathe in and out. Just listen. Listen to that still small voice. And I'm going to also do a little drumming for you. That's going to also help to bring you into your heart space. I think I am anyway. Hold on a second. And David, would you like to add anything to what I just said about centering in your heart space?
Yeah, you know, it's easier than it seems because wherever you are, even if you're moving, you're moving through space, but you're in that one place that you are at, even for a second. So you can, so many of us, so much of the time are thinking about something else, somewhere else, sometime else, but you are always where you are at the moment. So come back from the past. You haven't met the future yet. Be in the present moment. And it's easier than you think when you practice that.
So the drum helps us to come to this present moment. Just listen to the heartbeat. The earth has a heartbeat. And when we align our heart to her heart, we find peace. Here present with you. Welcome back to this special Thanksgiving episode that we are co-creating together, David and I.
Happy Thanksgiving. You know what struck me about what you were just doing? I don't know whether you were meaning to do that consciously or not, but I kept hearing the word away. And in that context, it was great, like worries away, past away, future away, concerns away from the moment. So when you can separate yourself from everything that isn't true for you right now in this moment, that really helps get centered.
Thank you very much for that. Yes. Yeah, so what happens a lot for myself and probably for many of you, when you go into that space of the heart, and you let go of the concerns of the brain and just listen to what the heart says, it will speak to you in new and wonderful ways all the time. And so the fact that David heard away, away, away was perfect for this moment and for him, especially, because each soul will hear exactly what they need to hear. On this particular episode, we are looking at what we can release, you know, so that we can be in the moment. Because this week, particularly, and through the rest of the holiday time of Christmas and New Year's, it's a potent time for a lot of people on the planet. It's a lot, there's a lot of charge. People get really antsy. Sometimes there's real difficulty in families. There seems to be kind of an undercurrent of anxiety that permeates the air. And so we really try in this particular show, the Empower Me show, to give you tools, techniques, and tips that will help you to navigate this life with ease and flow, joy, and gratitude. And since we're focusing on gratitude today, David, what would you like to share with the audience about gratitude?
Well, there's quite a bit. We're going to be coming back again and again to that theme this hour. We're going to take a break in a moment, but I want to leave you with something that, Pam touched on in the early part of the program, which is that you are here for a reason. And when you connect to that reason, you can rediscover the gratitude that you have for where you are and who you are. So we got to take a break here for a moment, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Are you ready to move? Join me, Jenny C. Cohen, on my show, Dance to Heal, Transformation Through Movement, and learn how movement through dance can heal you. I am an award-winning performer, mother of two, comedian, and creator of Dance to Heal Wellness. Tune in every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more or work with me, visit JennyCCohen.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ITY.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm David Buck, and I'm here with my wife, Pam Bright. And it is Thanksgiving week, so happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I want to take a left turn here. We're talking about gratitude, but I have an interesting perspective on that. When you feel like you are super stressed, when you feel like you're in danger, when you feel panicky, when you feel anxiety, there's a lot of these feelings that are heightened this time of year for the holidays for all kinds of reasons, but it can happen at any time for many reasons. some that are real, some that are real threats, some that are illusion. But when you feel that sense, my recommendation, my invitation to you is to check again, ask yourself. So when you have, when you're panicking or when you're in great fear, as if a bear were attacking you, you could use that or any other example to check against the reality of what's happening. Is a bear really attacking you? Are you really in danger? Our minds can manufacture things that just may not be true at this time. It's hard to see through that. But if you can establish some sort of a check for that, then you can feel some gratitude that, okay, you are safe for the moment. And if you are in danger, then you can actually experience gratitude for taking action to get out of that danger. So what do you want to add to that?
Absolutely. Well, we like to give tools and tips and techniques to you. So it occurs to me that having just a little process that you can go through when you feel the fear of your life show up, something like stop. When you do this, this is like a signal to your subconscious, but it's also a signal to anybody that you're around. If you're having an interaction with someone and you're feeling afraid or you're feeling discomfort, or there's some tension between you, maybe there's arguing going on, you can just do this. Stop. Pause. Breathe. And listen. Okay. It's listening to your own inner self, but it's also listening to what's around you, right? Paying attention. That's another piece. You know, pause, stop, pause, breathe, listen, and take in your surroundings.
There's another aspect to the listening too, because in that moment of silence, that's when you are more open to receive the messages from spirit. And it's in so many different ways. It's your intuition. It's hearing a sound. It's literally, if you're crossing the street and you hear something down the road, you want to look at it, look that way to see if there's a car coming. So, you know, it's using all of your senses to kind of inform you and some of the extra senses that you may have as well in terms of spirit messages.
Yes. So for those of you who are so busy, which many of us are in the world, when we do this short exercise of the stop, pause, breathe, and listen, it interrupts the automatic momentum or the automatic trigger, right, that goes off when we feel afraid. And when we interrupt that automatic, it gives us more freedom. So what is it in your life that you would like more freedom around? I ask you, what do you need more freedom around?
Yeah, it's such a good question, because whether real or imagined, there's baggage that we carry around with us. There's chains that we put on ourselves or allow other people to put on us, energetic chains, familial ties, all kinds of things. I'm going to use the word excuse for a moment because it's something we can kind of connect to, but there's so many excuses for allowing that kind of chain to hold you down or hold you to a place or hold you to a person or hold you to something that may not be in your best interest.
Mm-hmm. So what I think about with that is the automatics. As human beings, we tend to get into this place of feeling like we're robots. Especially those of us who, I don't have a normal job anymore, but I used to have a normal job called massage therapy. Mm-hmm. Before that, I was a service worker in retail. And so it was an automatic. I'd show up. I knew I was going to work a register, a cash register. I was going to interact with people. I had a set routine of what, and I knew what to expect. When I went to do my massage work, I knew what to expect. It'd be different people, but I knew how to do that, right? Over and over and over again. I let go of all that and got into this new space of transformational work. Again, different people, but we're doing different things now. So the habits shifted. What I'm trying to tell you is that you can be in the moment with change and still feel freedom. And it's going to be different for you when you make that a conscious decision.
Yeah, choice is key because it's such a greater power. It's almost a superpower that we all have to be at choice about something. Even and maybe especially when people are saying, you don't have a choice, you must do this. You can still, if it's necessary, if it's required, and it's good for you, you still may have to, even if you don't want to. But it's not so much that, it's the it's tied into these ties that we allow ourselves and other people to attach to us. We're going to take a break in a minute here or so, but when we come back, we'll be talking more about Thanksgiving week and what we can be grateful for and how we can give thanks for what we have all year long.
Yes, we will do that. And I also want you to think about, what are your automatics? What automatic habits have you gotten so used to that you don't think that there's any other way to be? Those habits are what keep you from living your best life. And we here at the Empower Me Show know that anything is possible, and we want you as a listener to have the freedom to experience something new for yourself. So we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about gratitude and habits and all things wonderful. We'll be right back.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Are you at a crossroads in the middle of a life change? Tune in to Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is where she will do her best to guide you to your own divine light within. Rosemary is a life coach and loves helping each of you discover the truth and harness your unique gifts. Visit RosemaryD.com to schedule a personalized one-on-one session or complimentary discovery session. Let's light up the world together.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenee.com. That's DENEE.com.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
We're back.
It's a hand pan, if you're wondering. It's actually a really wonderful little instrument that makes sounds a little like a steel drum, but a little gentler and softer.
Ah, gets us all in the zone for you. So what about the turkey?
Well, this is Thanksgiving week. Happy Thanksgiving. And I want to talk just briefly about how not to be a turkey in the sense of a fool. And everybody plays the fool. And it's interesting to be able to allow yourself to experience that and then find some grace through that, through embarrassment, through awkwardness, through those pieces that we feel like we should be embarrassed about. And we certainly don't need to, because it's part of the universal human experience.
Well, and you would know by who you are. David's name, his Indian name, is Haka Yote. And so he is, they call the
coyote.
Thank you. The coyote, he's known as the sacred fool. So
tell a lot of bad jokes.
Yes. So we have hawk and coyote mixed together, and this is my husband, for those of you who don't know him very well. And he brings, what's great about David is that he brings the messages from spirit in, and the humor and the silliness that the coyote can be. And the coyote tricks us into learning, even when we don't think that there's a lesson to be learned. And David is notorious for that. And so what is it, David, that feels like it wants to be taught today around the turkey, around Thanksgiving, around gratitude, maybe a little bit about what you've been going through lately?
Well, what occurs to me is it's a little like the curtain being pulled on the Wizard of Oz. And initially he's very embarrassed and doesn't want to admit things and doesn't want to admit that, you know, there's something, the facade has disappeared. And there's an important part about that, because then you get to what's real. In a world where there's so much illusion and so much confusion, it is helpful to be able to pull back your own curtain and see what's real for you and represent that to other people. And, you know, this is a very challenging time of year. And we're still in the pandemic that is going on, that is maybe becoming more of an endemic. And, you know, there's so much division in the world, I think more than ever before. And yet we have families, and yet we are here. And yet, if you're seeing this or listening to it, you're still here. You're still alive. You're here for a reason, even if you don't know what that is. And if you don't, start looking for that. I think it's so important to find it. I believe this is part of my purpose, to be with you and to be here on the show and helping people kind of discover, you know, what's true for them.
That's awesome. So I was looking at the wolf just now, and wolf just said that wolf wants to come through and allow us to listen to what wolf has to tell us. So we're just going to allow Wolf to come in and see. Wolf speaks all languages, so Wolf is going to speak through my voice as far as light language goes. And then it'll naturally go into listening to your own inner Wolf. We all have one, our own teacher within. So just go ahead and allow yourself now. If you're driving, of course, keep driving and just listen to my voice. Keep your eyes on the road. If you are distracted in any way, just go ahead and listen to your breath and bring yourself back into your center. We now ask that the sacred Wolf come into each of our hearts and our souls, into our very beings, each of us individually, and as a collective humanity. We now ask that this Wolf energy that is so strong right now in this moment enter into our beings in a way that is gentle and kind, loving, and full of sacred power. Hetanta senanahiyu. Nakindu sande nanduhu. And I'm seeing him with these very, very piercing, beautiful golden eyes. Nekadnaki andekina. He's got a way of getting right into your soul where you live. And he's like the trickster in that he's able to pull out the truth in any given moment. So go ahead and connect in with this sacred being and ask, what is my truth that is wanting to be revealed in this moment? Just listen. You may have a picture that shows up, or you may hear a sound. You may feel something on your skin. You may see a word in front of your face. What is your message that you need to receive in this moment right now? And what I just heard is trust. So for me, that's what I'm hearing is trust. Trust myself, trust my inner voice, trust that I am guided in every moment. Trust that my own wisdom is helpful for someone in the world.
The message I get is surrender. And trust and surrender go hand in hand. And sometimes you trust first that you can surrender. Sometimes you surrender first, whatever is going on, then you can get to trust. But they're close together, like peanut butter and jelly.
Yes. Yes, they are. So as we trust and surrender, we get to experience the still point. That still point is peace. And as we are centered in peace, we get new eyes. We get new ears. We get new vision for what's possible. And we get to experience gratitude in a way that we may never have experienced it before. David and I and our family have been learning about being in gratitude in the midst of confusion and chaos. And it's not just personal chaos, but it's chaos in the world. It's chaos in society. It's chaos in our beliefs and our values, our convictions. So we get to look at that and ask ourselves, what is true right now? Is there a new choice that we get to make? And I ask you, David, is there a new choice to be made right now?
Well, two things occur to me. Right now is all there is. There's always a new choice, even if it's staying the course or changing your course, getting a course correction. You can always be at choice about that. And we're going to talk about the most important part of Thanksgiving and gratitude after we take a short break. Take a break for a couple minutes, and we'll be back and kind of reveal a couple of the secrets of gratitude and Thanksgiving all year long.
All right. Yay. We're going to be right back.
To find that joy again that somehow along the way you forgot you had? Do you feel like life is passing you by and that you wish someone would just point you in the right direction? Join Karen Timer on The Path to Being 50 and Free Show every first and third Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit 50andfree.ca. Your path to freedom starts now.
Tune in to Living Excellently. Become your masterpiece, aligned in heart, mind, and spirit with Gina T. Joining Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show is changing the world with an essence of love, joy, compassion, and grace. Spiritual coach Gina T helps guide you to live life generously, love lavishly, and trust unconditionally. For more information, visit GinaTCoach.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Are you living life, or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClade generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on the Shift Podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm David Buck. I'm Pam's husband, and we are here in this week of Thanksgiving and gratitude. We want to talk about some of the most important things about that. And one of them is one of the simplest things you could do, which is just to make a list. We're coming up on after Thanksgiving is, of course, the Christmas season or the holiday season. And many people celebrate different aspects of the end of the year and all different kinds of traditions. But we celebrate Christmas. And there's a movie, White Christmas, which is a wonderful movie. And in it, there's a song sung by Bing Crosby. And what he says is, when I'm afraid and I go to sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. Mm-hmm. And I go to sleep counting my blessings. So I recommend that whenever you need to, you find something, whatever it is, however small it is. If you feel like you're at the absolute end of your rope, there's still something there for you. Because the rope is not at its end. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here anymore. So you can always find something to be grateful for. And I'm going to take it one step further. I recommend that you keep counting your blessings until you lose track. And for me, you know, going even further beyond that, you could get to a point where you discover that there's only one thing to be grateful for. And that's everything.
So yes, everything, every single thing. So if you're having difficulty right now in your life, I invite you to start with the most obvious, that you're able to hear my voice. You're able to see me. Even if you can't see through your physical eyes, you can see through your spiritual eyes. You can know my spirit. You can know my voice. You can feel my presence, even if I'm not physically with you. You can feel your own breath going in and out of your lungs. You might need to reach in the deepest depths of your soul for something to be grateful for, especially when life is in a turmoil for you. But it's vital that you are able to give thanks for this thing called life. Because as you remember, I've talked about that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, that as a soul, you chose to come into form right now.
And it may sound like a ridiculous or impossible scenario. If you're struggling to find one thing to be grateful for, to go from that almost nothing to everything, how could you possibly be grateful for everything? One of the best pieces of advice that I ever heard was everything is about moving you forward. It's about getting you to the next point in your life. It's about learning those lessons. They're not always easy. They're not always pleasant. Some of them are painful, but there's a point to the pain to go, I don't want to experience that anymore. And if you're at choice and you could do something about that, and you could always do something about that and find inspiration in others who have accomplished great things in their life in spite of adversity.
Mm-hmm. So something that I was told many, many years ago when I was especially challenged in my life and I started working with different teachers and going to different workshops, I heard that being of service was a way to get into gratitude. Mm. And so I invite you, I'm always going to invite you. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to invite you to take something on. So the thing I'm inviting you to do is take on service of some kind, whether it's to call a friend that you know is in need right now. Go and serve at a at your local hospital, serve in, go and, you know, take care of the animals at the adopting center. I don't even know what those are called. Go to a soup line and help out by serving food. You know, there's lots of different ways that you can give back who you are in the moment to someone else.
Yeah. And when you do that, when you get out of your own concerns, that doesn't make them invalid or they don't need to be addressed, because they do. But when you step outside of yourself and you help someone else, that giving is also receiving. You know, you give what you receive away, and it magnifies it. And you can find gratitude in someone else's gratitude for your assistance.
It really does. It really does. So I just got reminded I have these things just show up in my head or in my vision. And since we're going into the holiday season where it's Christmas and we're giving presents and, you know, we're expected to be giving, right? And we're expected to buy things at the local store and whatever, right? So we're all in different places. And I had this vision just come to my mind about a year when I really didn't have anything to give. And I was kind of broke financially in my life. And, you know, many of us have been strapped, you know, in the last couple of years with money. So what I did, just for instance, is that I made these little vision boards, these little mm-hmm. tiny vision boards. They were probably like this big, kind of, you know, not even an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. But I cut out different things that were important to each of my family members. And I glued them on, and I put them all on the floor at Christmas time on Christmas morning. And I said, okay, pick your present. And they didn't know which one. I was really, really surprised that each one of them knew which was their present. Mm. I was so surprised by that. But that was a way for me to give in the light of thinking I didn't have anything to give.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't be surprised when your gift of a smile to someone, mm-hmm. or a phone call, or a pat on the back, or a hug, lights someone up, and they say thank you.
Yeah. They most often refer to this as the season of giving, and there doesn't have to be an end to the season of giving. Whatever holidays, whatever traditions you follow, we hope that you enjoy a peaceful one and find ways to give back to others. And, you know, don't forget to also ask for what you need and ask spirit what you need. And listen to that guidance and follow that guidance, because then you can be more at peace and find more gratitude. And, you know, I recommend that you count your blessings instead of sheep when you go to sleep.
I'm going to count my blessings every night and every day. And I invite you to do the same. And if you are struggling right now and you feel like you could use a listening ear, then please reach out. Reach out to someone in your life, even if you may not know for sure that they would understand. There are people that would be thrilled to hear from you. And we, of course, are always available to you here at the Empower Me Show. You can find us on the Empower Me Show at gmail.com and reach out and say, hey, I could use a listening ear. Or, you know, I know someone that could use a listening ear. Could you contact them? Or, hey, I have somebody that I would like to bring on the show. Will you talk to them? So let us know that you have somebody that would like to be on our show. We would love to have a special guest that you refer to us, or maybe it's you that wants to be on the show. We can't wait to connect again. And you can find us also at brightbutterflyenterprises.com. We can't wait to connect, and we love you to pieces, and have an amazing Thanksgiving and the whole week of Thanksgiving starts right now.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day and week and year and life.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.